Immediately after the attack on Pearl Harbor, many young men across the nation volunteered for the armed forces. That was the case for some brothers in Waterloo, Iowa, and their story would become nationally known. It's next on today's American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
Those who live in the Waterloo, Iowa area know the story of the Sullivan family very well.
The family had six children, five brothers and one sister. The five brothers in the 20s and 30s were known for being five Irish young men, and they enjoyed life, and they stuck together.
Robert Niemeyer is the historian at the Grout Museum in Waterloo, Iowa. Those five brothers were young men in the early 1940s.
Two of the brothers, the oldest, George and Francis, joined the Navy 37 to 40. They were out. When Pearl Harbor hits, they know they're going back in the Navy. Two other brothers, Joe and Madison, agreed to join them. And the fifth brother, who was married with a son, agrees within a short period of time that he too will go in.
But the five decided to join the Navy on a condition.
The five brothers joined the Navy on the promise that they would be able to stick together. That is, they would be able to serve on the same ship, ultimately the USS, the Juno.
But the brothers' plan to serve ran into a roadblock.
The Navy junior officer says five men on one ship does not sound like a good idea. He turns that offer, that opportunity down. A few days later, somebody higher than him says, no, we're going to take him. It seems like a good opportunity to promote service.
The five brothers were accepted into the Navy to all serve on board one ship, and their story would become quite well known. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.